One of the challenges in the Book of Bamidbar is to understand the interplay between the narrative and the laws which are presented. For the most part, it is a book about narrative. We're told about the trip that the Jews take, essentially from Mount Sinai all the way to the cusp, the borders of the land of Israel. It's a book which transpires over some 39 years, from the second year in the desert all the way until the 40th year. In this week's parsha in Chukat, the law tells us about how to deal with death, in the sense that death brings about what's called tum'ah, spiritual impurity. The Parah Aduma, the red heifer, is the way that we heal when someone comes in contact with the dead. Now, for years I'd always imagined that the reason why this is taught now, at this point, at this juncture, was because this is the week that all of those people die. In this week's Parsha, Rashi tells us that 39 years have been skipped. Now we're in the 40th year. Now Miriam dies, and Aaron's going to die in this week's Parsha. But along with the death of those two great leaders, the entire generation, all the adults who had left Egypt, have now died as well. So as I said, I always imagined that the narrative and the law somehow go together. But something occurred to me. Perhaps instead of looking at the law of Parah Aduma as an introduction to all those people who will die, maybe it's also a response to the people who died last week. Last week in Korach, a lot of people died as well. Of course, it's Korach and Datan and Aviran, and it's the 250 people. But then there's another around 14,000 people who die afterwards when they start to complain about all the death that has taken place. And then we suddenly realize that this law of Parah Aduma is placed in between all the death which had transpired on the one hand in Parshat Korach and all the death which is behind the scenes in Parshat Chukat, which means it's not there after we're told that we're at the new generation. The law of the Parah Aduma is there right in the middle. And maybe this can lead us to a second point. Rabbi Soloveitchik had very famously given a lecture, and later up this was written, about what he called the rebellion of Korach a common sense rebellion. And part of his response was that halacha does not work with common sense. You can't just walk in and make the argument like the Midrash puts in the mouth of Korach and his followers, that if one string of blue is needed in a talit, what happens if the talit is completely blue? Why would you need one more string? Or the law of the mezuzah, that if you need to put one piece of parchment on a doorway, what if you have a house with an entire Sefer Torah or many Sefer Torah? Why would one more piece of parchment help? Maybe something very compelling about that logic, but it's irrelevant in terms of halacha. Halacha works in its own rules. And part of Rabbi Soloveitchik's point is that to understand and to make a decision in halacha, you can't simply use common sense where everyone who's untrained within the discipline would necessarily understand. Each law has its own contours. Each law has its own rules. And not everything is completely intuitive that anybody and everybody can understand it without any kind of training, which leads us back to the Parah Aduma. If there's any law which tells us that logic doesn't work, it is the Parah Aduma. The one who's impure becomes pure, the one who's pure becomes impure. Who would have guessed such a thing? Which means the whole process, the ritual, the chok, that's really what it is, chukat haTorah, the presentation of a chok at this point, saying that law does not follow, Jewish law does not follow pure logic. There are metaphysical truths involved in halacha. You can't necessarily anticipate, based upon pure logic, metaphysical truths. If that's the case, the introduction of the law of Parah Aduma at this point, after Parshat Korach, leading in to all the others who die afterwards, is really appropriate. Because not only does it heal the death that took place in last week's Parsha, it also deals the reason that all of them died, because they thought they can understand things based on their own intuition, and that caused them to rebel against Moshe, against God. And ultimately, when it comes to Torah, there's no one who we need more than Moshe.